Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop, by Polar, blood, sweat, and data, by CaliforniaTriathlon.org. They've got five great 2019 race options, including Viking Dash Trail Run LA on April 7th, by our Challenged Athletes Foundation. This last year, we sent out 2,806 grants, totaling $4.3 million. Keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. Coming up soon, on Saturday, March 16th, we have the Polar Running Summit here in beautiful San Diego. And joining us, the Senior VP of Sales and Marketing from Polar, Mr. Stan Brazier. Stan, how the heck you doing?
Buddy, how's everything going in SoCal?
Everything is wonderful. A little wet, but as somebody who's back in New York and New Jersey, weather is something you guys deal with pretty much every day.
That's right. We have a good sense of humor here.
So Saturday, March 16th, noon to 5, we're at beautiful Function Smart, Gino Cinco's place. Talk a little bit about the summit and what's going to be happening there.
So one of the thoughts was, obviously, you know, we have a big concentration of endurance athletes in the San Diego region, and Gino's Function Smart facility has housed, and you've hosted a number of events there. So we've been developing a really good relationship, and Gino is obviously one of the foremost authorities on training and injury prevention in the region. So we said, let's put together an event where we bring together some coaches and physical therapists as well as athletes and talk about these running metrics, because, you know, all the data and metrics continue to evolve, but how do we understand and apply them to our daily training if we're an elite athlete all the way down to a beginning runner? You know, all the data is great, but unless you can utilize it to help improve your running or, you know, prevent injuries, it really doesn't mean much.
Well, what's fascinating is when you look at your panel, you've got, you know, Jim Vance, and Jimmy and I have had many conversations. When you talk about cycling with power, you have a power meter. It makes sense. You want to push X amount of wattage. When you run, the whole idea is not so much to be using effort, it's to be using less effort to be more efficient. And that's one of the things that Jimmy is so good at. It's funny, when he was writing his book, Run With Power, new equipment was actually being created while he was writing the book. It was that far ahead of the curve. So have you seen more and more, back in the day, runners, obviously, you know, Polar heart rate monitor, but there hasn't been a heck of a lot of other equipment to go along with that or making use of the heart monitor to understand efficiency.
Right, and that's critical. You know, we know that down through the decades, you know, the evolution of the heart rate monitor, you know, is well documented. But even to this day, even the most sophisticated coaches really don't know how to apply that metric to their training. You know, and they're still adopting it. And, you know, and to your point, the cyclists get the wattage. Runners are still learning, you know, what do we do with this new measurement? And that's where Jim has come into play. He's one of the earliest advocates in believing in running power, and now we need to distill it down to the level where, you know, every runner can understand and apply it to their training. And it's all, you know, it's all about, like you said, efficiency and injury prevention.
Well, and you mentioned Gino Cinco, who works with Matt Kofleski, he's worked with Phil Mickelson, he's runners, triathletes, people from all different sports. So I don't think there's anybody better at identifying what the issues are. Because a lot of people will deal with the symptoms, but what Gino does is he looks at, if you've got an Achilles issue, it's coming from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And he's able to identify that.
Right. And actually, that's why we put Jim and Gino together on the panel, because they're both big advocates of the running power, and that's where Gino complements what Jim has been preaching all these years, because he's bought into it and he's trying to really endorse it to all of his athletes, just given that fact that, you know, because it's not just related to the foot in, it could be core, it could be, you know, body position. There are so many different other metrics that influence, you know, your running posture and your cadence, that, you know, we can help you run smarter.
The thing that I've always noticed, I think the triathletes over the years have always been the early adopters. They were probably the first guys to use the heart monitors, they're first ones to use power, they're first ones to use aero bars, you name it, they got into it. Runners tend to be a little closed, and what's cool about your mix, you've got Terrence Mahan, who's a founder and head coach of Mission Athletics Club. He's been around forever, Adidas Global Endurance Coach, and so you've got him and someone like Jim Vance, who's got that background with running and triathlon, same right. with Gino, across all platforms. Then you also bring in Dan Guillory, who's the head coach of West Coast Roadrunners, and he gets people from ground zero when they're first starting to run, and he's built this great program. Talk a little bit about how you chose the specific people on this panel.
Well, interestingly enough, this is a perfect example of, I said, you know, let's take this opportunity to get all these people in one room. So we're going to have elite athletes and coaches. We're going to have your citizen runners, like to your point, you know, people that are first-time runners. And one thing we have in common is putting one foot in front of the other. You know, some do it a lot faster than others at a high level, and some are just beginning to learn. But we can all share these experiences. The common denominator is, you know, that running motion, you know, and that's where I think we can take and apply all of these methods and the data from all these devices that we have and apply it. The same thing that happens for the Mebs of the world and the elite athletes that Terrence has, the Olympians that he's coaching, all the way down to the couch to 5K runner. You know, that's the common denominator. And that's what I'm the most excited about, getting them all in a room. Just as recently as yesterday, I got a commitment from Brenda Martinez, who we just signed as a sponsored athlete, who's coming down from Big Bear, track club, to join us at the summit, too. So I'm pretty excited about that as well.
So as a guy who is a longtime runner, you ran. And what, from high school on?
Oh, yeah. No, all the way there from 16 years old to the present day.
So now, knowing what you know now, what would this Stan Brazier tell that Stan Brazier in terms of, hey, if you want to do this forever, this is what you should be doing?
You know, it really goes back to, and I can think about even when I was at my peak, doing all the other supplemental things, and that's where I got a really good appreciation all the years of getting to know Meb, paying attention to all the details. So it's not just about running. You know, the weight training, your drills, your flexibility, your cross training, you know, your nutrition, your sleep patterns, all of these other things factor in to your running performance. And you have to be a well-rounded, you know, athlete. And I think about, you know, that's why, runners like Meb had such a long career. And it's similar to, like, professional athletes. If you look at the Derek Jeters of the world, these guys were 365, 24/7. The baseball players in the era of Mickey Mantle, they didn't train in the offseason in any professional sport. And you look at the runners that are really successful and have long careers, it's 365, 24/7. They pay attention to all the details. And that's one thing that I would really recommend to my younger self.
So did you do much of that, or was that something that came later?
Actually, you know, back in the day, we just ran.
You just ran, right?
And a little bit of weight training, nothing, you know. We were still, you know, really ectomorphs. You know, we had really, really strong legs, and we were really, you know, really, really thin upper body. But then when I graduated high school and I got even post-collegiate, I got into the weight training aspect a lot and even into the drills. And I have to laugh because I can remember, you know, 20, 30 years ago, I was doing a lot of the CrossFit and cross-training stuff. We didn't call it that then, but that's what we were doing. We had that set up on the track and even on the trail.
What I see, and I think it's been fascinating, you take someone like a Gwen Jorgensen who ran and swam in college and then got introduced to the sport of triathlon and ended up, you know, winning an Olympic gold. But when she was racing as a triathlete, she was running less than she ran in college and was running faster because of the combination of adding cross training, adding the swimming, and adding the cycling. Are you seeing that more and more of the runners? Obviously, if you're an elite runner, you got to run, and you got to run a lot, and you got to do a lot of the speed work and do everything else. But are you seeing more and more cross training entering in?
Absolutely, you know, not your traditional triathlon type cross.
But
everything that enhances, and that's where Terrence is really a big proponent. You know, he has individualized programs set up for these runners, depending on their distances and where their strengths and weaknesses are, to develop their core, to improve their running efficiency. So they spend not quite as much time, but almost as much time in the gym and doing these other disciplines as the actual running. There's no substitute for your training, you know, your traditional running, you know, but you still have to have a balanced portfolio and do all those other things. You know, it's a full day. It's not like back in the days with Steve Scott and those guys used to pound it out twice a day, you know, and maybe a little bit of weight training. No, these athletes, these contemporary athletes are really well-rounded and spend the full day working out so that they have a full complement. And then, you know, Gwen is another example. Look at, you know, how much she pays attention to her sleep metrics. Yes. And her rest and recovery. That's really important because, you know, she has a tendency to, you know, to have some nagging injuries and then, you know, transitioning from triathlon to running, which is unprecedented, she really has to pay attention to all these other details.
And two of the athletes you work with, Marina Carfrey and Gwen Jorgensen, both are coming, you know, they're moms, right? They're fairly new moms. And then they both are, Gwen's trying to make the Olympic team in marathon, and Marinda's trying to come back, and she came back, finished fifth in Kona first year after having a baby, and now obviously she wants to win the thing. How much has that, back in the day, if you had a baby, your elite career was sort of over.
Sure.
But that's sort of the beginning of a conversation now.
Right, yeah, no, that's a thing of the past. You know, time and time again, you can see evidence of many, many cases where women have come back post-childbirth and have run, you know, at the level or even better than they ran pre-childbirth. So, you know, that's old school thinking, and that's not, especially with all the data and metrics that we have to improve your running. And also, if you look at a lot of the women over the last 10 years that have trained and raced at that level, they've trained right up until they delivered, and then they got back into it as quickly as possible. You know, the permissions from the doctor and her staff, but then they got back into racing shape a lot faster than, you know, athletes of the past. To your point, those athletes would probably retire or not come back.
So the panel again, and I'm excited about it. I get to do a little Q&A with Gino Cinco and Jim Vance and Terrence Mahan and Dan Guillory to talk about all of this. And we're talking Saturday, March 16th, noon to 5. There'll be lunch and refreshments. Where do people sign up, Stan?
So if you go to the websites of the respective presenters, they're going to be monitoring. They're going out to their social media, and we're trying not to overwhelm Geno's facility, but, you know, we want to try to open it up to as many athletes as possible. So through Geno's site, Jim Vance, Terrence, and Dan's sites, we have an RSP system in place, or they can even reach out to me at, you know, stan.brager, B-R-A-J-E-R, at bowler.com. And I'll make sure that we have enough seats for everybody that wants to attend.
And what's great is that's a big facility, so you can handle a lot of people.
Right. Yep. Yeah. We're really excited. We're really looking forward to this, and hopefully it'll become an annual event. But we're really excited about this initial event.
And if you haven't been to Function Smart, it's right there in Sereno Valley. It's actually the home of where we do our Tri Club of San Diego Q&As once a month. So it's a great facility, easy to get to, especially on a weekend. Again, we're talking the 2019 Polar Running Summit, Saturday, March 16th, noon to 5. And you can go to the websites for Gino Cinco and Function Smart, for Jim Vance, for Terrence Mahan, for Dan Guillory, or go right directly to Stan and sign yourself up. And is there a cost, Stan?
Nope. It's free of charge. We really want to, share our network and our experience with as many runners as we can and help improve their running efficiency.
Love it. And the mix, again, with Dan Guillory, is the head coach of West Coast Roadrunners, one of the best programs here in Southern California. He's a cross-country and distance track coach at Cathedral Catholic High School, and he's really worked with a ton of first-timers, and Terrence Mahan, who works with some of the elite of the elite, founder and head coach, Mission Athletics Club, Adidas Global Endurance Coach. Mastering the metrics is one of his big philosophies. Gino Cinco, he runs Function Smart, one of the best guys out there. Jim Vance, running with power. It's going to be a fun, fun afternoon, and I get to talk to all these folks. Stan, thanks for letting me hang with these guys.
Oh, Bob, it's our pleasure. We really are looking forward to having you coordinate and get the most out of all the respective coaches.
Love it. Stan Brazier has been our guest. Hey, Stan, thank you so much for taking time. I think this is going to be a lot of fun this year.
Bob, thank you as always. I really appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Again, we are brought to you by Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. By VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. By Polar, blood, sweat, and data. CaliforniaTriathlon.org. Five great 2019 race options, including Viking Dash Trail Run LA on April 7th. By our Challenge Athletes Foundation this last year, 2,806 grants totaling $4.3 million. Keep Challenge Athletes in the game of life through sport. Help us out at challengedathletes.org. Check out any of our interviews on iTunes or at babbittville.com. And as always, endurance lives here.